from the crate, thanks to your friendly neighborhood record store, Southbound Records.
Hi there, Troy.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. You've got your crate.
I do have the crate.
You've got your facts ready. You've got three presentations for us.
I do. Shall I tell you what ties all these presentations together?
They're all from Southbound Records.
Yes, they are. And they're all records.
All records, right.
And they're actually, today, everything is instrumental. We only have instrumental music today.
Oh, a curly one.
There you go.
Okay. All right. So, what's up? What do we got first?
Well, I think what we'll start with is, the other thing that ties them all together is these are all brand new releases. These aren't re-releases. Yeah. These are all brand new. Okay.
Oftentimes, for those people who've never listened to From the Crate before, Troy will bring a couple of retro releases there, re-releases there, a hidden gem, and then a brand new one. But that's all brand new, these ones.
All brand new, yep. Let's start with this one here. Now, this is an artist called ARP.
ARP.
A-R-P. Would you call yourself ARP if your real name was Alexis Georgopoulos? I don't know whether you would, but he did.
Who knows where that would have come from, though?
ARP. I assumed it was like the synthesizer, the ARP.
ARP.
Yeah.
ARP. ARP without the H, yeah, sure.
Okay, now ARP.
Arpeggio?
Possibly, yeah. But yeah.
ARP price sale?
Okay.
Anyway, so you're up, and there's some symbols there too, which I'm not sure about there.
Yeah.
Zebra.
Zebra is the name of the album. Now, this, I've listened to a few ARP albums before, and some of them have singing, which I don't like that much, but he is kind of left field in whatever he approaches.
Highly honed, boundary-leaping, future primitive explorations by ambitious New York Pathfinder, 45 RPM deluxe double album includes download code.
Right, so 2 times 45 RPM, which means the bass response is better.
Does it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Is that what that means? Okay, good. True. All right, so here we are. On the back, it looks like some sort of puzzle.
Yep, but what does it say?
It says zebra, but in a million different ways. And
Doesn't it say ARP as well?
Yeah.
Oh, and ARP. My eyes are playing silly tricks.
Zebra.
Zebra and ARP. Yes. And then, of course, the track listing. Which one are we listening to?
We're going to listen to Nzulu. I was going to play Fluorescence.
Nzuku. Nzuku.
Oh, Nzuku, yeah.
Nzuku, yeah.
You're going to be surprised.
It's a heavy piece, that one. It's a heavy, just a single record on there?
No, two times 45 RPM. Yep. So, you're going to be surprised if you've ever heard ARP before.
That sounds like an ARP there.
Oh, that's an ARP.
Well, that's one of those bing, boom, boom, booms.
Okay, now this dude is, he's known as a DJ and producer, etc., but he's a multi-instrumentalist and a composer. He's one of those polymaths.
A soundscapist.
Yes. Okay, now listen to this. Turn Tess on so we can hear it.
You've turned on now,
Tess. I said that this is nice. The cover is that the salt?
The salt and sea?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it is. Whatever it is, it's taken from an aeroplane.
It yep. looks like how it sounds.
There's no zebra on it, though.
No. What are you thinking, Mike?
I like the boop. Oh, here we go. Oh. I mean, what was the description?
What did they say on the sticker?
Yeah, like what genre, what part of the record shop would we find this in?
Well, we find this on the new release wall, as a matter of fact.
Cop-out. That's a cop-out answer.
It says, highly honed, boundary-leaping, future primitive explorations. Now...
That's what that sounds like to me.
Yeah.
It's a very good description.
Wow.
That is the thing. Where would we put this in the shop? Probably Kerry would put it in electronic, but...
Electronic?
He probably would.
Do you know what it sounds
like?
Do you
know psych...
Psych. I know where you're going there.
It's like
the way you look at an aquarium.
Yeah.
You listen to this.
Strange.
You can hear little things floating by and coming to and fro and sort of doing their little circuits.
Well, that's weird because I would have thought think of this as a real immersive kind of music. You put it on and you're just completely in it.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
It's like you're at a psychedelic.
Like you're under a sound sea.
A sound sea.
And you're taking an audio dive. You know? Maybe using a glass bottom audio boat. I don't know.
Do you think that's a Sound Sea on the cover, Tess?
I mean, nah.
Oh, is it some sort of Kelly Tarleton's or like musical? No. Wow, wow. See, there's the wow, wow. Look, you can see it's behind that rock. Look, here it comes again. Look. Wait, where?
What? Is he hiding?
Yeah. Well, on. Oh, he's gone behind that rock. I think he's over there now.
But there's that one.
Yeah. That's the bigger one.
Salt flats, that's what it looks like.
Oh, that looks like salt flats.
Yeah.
Well, there's a little
whack. But that does
whack.
Look like it's got water.
It's a whack. Yeah, those are cool sounds. That's you can really, like you say, lose yourself in that. How long are the tracks?
They're each about 6 minutes or so. So they're fine. It's good if you're listening in the car, you don't get too immersed.
Well, you can't with your vinyl, can you? Oh, so it's got the download code.
It comes with the download code. Yeah. This one's actually available on CD in the shop as well, thinking about it.
Are any of them more upbeat or faster?
There's nothing really fast on it, but there's some with more overt beats on it, yes. Mm. Like, including Fluorescence, the main single, it has like kind of a regular 4-4 sort of up feeling. But in general, it somehow straddles that area between sort of ambience and...
It's really nice. Sort of like old Howie B stuff. Sort of like some of his squelchy and...
Squelchy?
It's definitely squelchy.
I think this is the best thing from ARP I've heard. I've never been a particularly huge fan of this artist, but this one I've really been enjoying. And I also like that noise. Oh, there he is.
It sounds like the sea organ in Croatia Zadar. Says somebody. Maybe Jacinda's listening to BFM right now. This is a good sort of birthing music.
I don't know. Depends what you're giving birth to, I guess.
What? This is really nice. ARP.
Yep,
Nazuku.
Zebra.
Do you know what Nazuku is? Have you got any sort of backstory to why it's called Nazuku?
I don't know what an Nazuku is or who
it's like
Nzuku
a New Zealand
is.
Uku? Or, no.
I don't know.
All right.
Tess is going to tell us. She knows many things.
Delving deep into the backstory, aren't we, Tess?
I'm doing my best.
Are you going to tell us what a Nazuku is or should we move on? I think you're going to tell us.
I might have to get back to you guys.
Okay. All right. The next thing we have is from... what's funny?
Nothing. No, just I like that tune. It was cool. I felt like we just walked away from the aquarium then. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we can
walk back in. Sorry, I just left my shoe in there.
Oh, it's quite nice. Nazuku is ensuring peace and creating balance for all involved parties.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Cool.
Dig it.
It doesn't sound like there's a lot of conflict going on in that soundscape. Everything seems to be existing well. Anyway, you'll maybe read too much into it now. Anyway, so next up,
we have an Italian gentleman whose name is Andrea Benigni.
All right.
This here is you might have heard of Mop Mop. Mop Mop is kind of...
Oh, Mop Mop!
Yes.
No.
Oh, you haven't? Okay. Well, if you had, you would know that Andrea is the band leader and the drummer of that unit. Anyway, this is his solo record. Now, what does it say on the front there?
Drumphilia, a journey inspired by early African electronic music and modern beats. There's been a lot of stuff has been inspired by that early African electronic music of late, isn't there?
That's
come
right.
Out.
Now, the really cool thing about this
it's a nice record to hold.
Yeah,
lovely record.
Heavy
gatefold. Nice orange and greys.
Yeah, good solid, quite solid. Tricky. It's got a good spine.
So it's kind of record that you'd like put up on your wall, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
Like art.
Yeah, sure.
Well, this one here, he's used a lot of percussive instruments and a lot of electronic instruments. However, there is no melodic instruments in it. All the melodies you hear on this are the different tuned drums or different tuned electronic drums.
Wow.
So I can't even remember which one I chose.
Jawa.
Oh, Jawa. This is the opening track of the album. Put this on and you'll hear where we're coming from.
Sounds like an opening track.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can hear tuned log drums in this.
Not too... It also leans towards Sound Aquarium, doesn't it?
It does a little, yeah. It's not quite so immersive.
But an element of Inzuku too as well about it. About sort of everything existing, you know, sort of just doing its thing, you know.
Is this more of the beach you want to test?
This is a bit more like a bit more upbeat.
Okay.
Rather than like low.
So what do we know about Andrea Benini?
What do we know about him?
Yeah.
Apart from the mop thing, we already mentioned. Okay, what else about him? I think he's one of those.
He's obviously an enthusiast.
Well, yeah. And I think he studies a lot. He's one of those people who's not just content to play an instrument. He has to travel around the world and study all different kinds of that instrument. And,
Good job. But someone says it sounds like Crash Bandicoot. It does.
Good on them.
It does. What have we got?
This one here is
the only game I really know well.
Crash Bandicoot.
It's about the only PlayStation game I really know well.
It's actually a very hard game.
What have we got?
Is it different than Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yeah, it's way better.
Okay.
Ooh, that's going to be contentious, but yep. What have we got?
I wish I could see the track list on this because I could tell you the other ones on there that I really like. But I dig this one, Jawa. What do you think Jawa is apart from...
All I can think of, from Star Wars, you know? Like,
that's what I thought as well. But, all right, track listing. El Guerrero, that's a real good one. Pink Twist. I tossed up whether to play Jawa or Pink Twist. Pink Twirl, right.
You tossed up whether to play Pink Twirl.
Yep. And then it gave me a leather jacket after I'd said no. Do you think it would have
thanks
been,
for no thanks.
Do you think it would have been different if it was Boy George saying this, hey? Rather than Freddie Mercury?
It's hard to say, isn't it? I mean, I don't think so.
No, probably not.
Because here I am.
Well, that's true.
In a world of confusion. It's a beautiful voice, Boy George. Not now, but...
Yeah, he does.
Ah.
George is all right. Now, Drumphilia Volume 1... what this suggests is he's going to make this into a series of different explorations into early African electronic music and rhythms.
When you make an album like this, how many of these are you pressing, you reckon, worldwide?
I would just guess, but I would say probably you'd be looking at 1,500.
Yeah, so it's for enthusiasts, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, these 1,500 aren't going to be like lying around in record stores.
No, for enthusiasts. For enthusiasts is what I'm saying. You know, it's like it's catering to a niche, but and I'm very important that there's someone out there doing that.
Now, even though it's niche, I think this is both things we've heard so far have been really approachable, right? Anyone?
I asked that because I thought I imagined that there wouldn't be a lot of them, which is I guess keeps it sort of, you know, exclusive and exciting, so it makes people want to go and hunt them down, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's really nice to be able to go and hunt down a record.
It is. It's
fun. In the old days, that's what you had to do. You had to hunt one down, find out what it was, even when it was coming out, try and get a special import, hope that they even put it through and didn't just keep your money.
Yep.
I'm not looking at anyone in particular, I'm just saying. And then then you just wait. You go in every week and go, has my record come in yet? No. Okay. Oh, there's an order coming in tomorrow. So you come in tomorrow. Oh, it's not in there.
But you know what? It could be.
Yeah.
Actually, we still have that going on itself now.
But you have good turnover now in these modern times. What do they call those boats that fly? Planes. And then they... And you know, and stuff gets around. You know, people they demand more prompt service.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. So what's this last one we got?
This last one here. We've been playing nice approachable music, so we're going to stick with this. Now, I just want to say something first. The Kamasi Washington LP or 4 LP set is out tomorrow. On the shelves. It's called Heaven and Earth. I wanted to tell you that.
Tell you what, an ideal stocking stuffer
right.
for Christmas, you know, or a birthday present.
So speaking of saxophonists, one of the most prolific saxophonists of the late 20th and early 21st century is Mats Gustafsson. Now, Matt says is like the head of that unit called Fire and Fire Orchestra, and he's made records with Mersbow and Thurston Moore, and you name somebody, and shouts out Matt's is
playing. He's an eclectic player.
He is.
He gets around.
But Matt's, his other trio, which isn't Fire, is called The Thing. Now, The Thing have been around nearly 20 years now, and they started, their first record, I think, was actually just under their names, and then The Thing was the name of the record. But this here is their latest LP. It's titled Again.
And that's three weathered gentlemen.
Middle-aged Scandinavian men, yes.
Yeah, they're standing with their backs very pressed up against a
tree.
Some fruit, tightly matted foliage there. Yeah, we're looking at one. You've got one rolled up, two rolled up jeans, one not rolled up. Two short sleeve shirts, one polo, one dress, and one black t-shirt. And a very, very simple but effective font.
That's right. This is a very unassuming looking record, right?
Yep. Oh, I see. We're going to play the 21-minute song, are we?
We're not going to play the whole 21 minutes, but right. That is the one we're going to go for. There's three songs on this LP. One side is called Surface. The other side has a Frank Lowe cover called Decision in Paradise and a one called Vicky D. But this here is entitled Surface or Surface. See, Tess likes it already, don't you?
It's nice. It's very nice.
Sounds like someone's jazzed all over the jazzer. Oh, just assert your position, saxophone, why don't you?
Getting impatient.
I just don't like saxophone.
Oh.
You wait for Mike's face.
I don't mind it. Yeah. That's what
well, don't you like about the saxophone?
Oh, let's just we'll go into this another time.
Okay, at the moment,
yep.
Quite easy, quite accessible, right?
But the thing. That's the thing with the thing.
That is the thing with the thing. Not impressed yet, are you?
No, I'm interested. Definitely interested. Almost sounds like a gospel sort of singing over something.
Well, there you go. Free jazz and gospel have like a real line that connects them. And if you don't believe that, listen to Albert Isla. All right, it's getting a bit more danceable now.
As long as you don't mind your shoes catching on fire.
Here we go.
Turns out a few more noises are turning up to this party than I was expecting. I invited a couple of noises, but there seems to be a few. G'day, who are you guys here with?
I'm here with the loud guy.
Yeah, saxophone guy said it was sweet. 21 minute track, you say?
Yeah. So tell me what you feel listening to so far.
I actually quite like it.
I do.
Might get a bit Mars Voltry after a while, but you know.
Well, they change it up a couple of times. There's a very, very nice drum piece from Paul Nilsson Love, which occurs about 18 minutes into the piece. But what I like about this is it is so jubilant.
It's definitely upbeat. It's definitely.
It's exciting.
It's Saturday night.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the harmonic movement.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday night is what it is.
It's kind of what my, well, I brought in my own copy of this, so it is kind of what my house sounds like frequently.
The cats and that.
Yeah, here we go. They like this kind of bit.
Really? I could see them. I imagine a cat might be looking for a way out. For the peace and quiet of a good hunt, or the company of other cats, not jazz cats, you know what I mean?
Well, remember,
I suppose you
it's the proximity to the food bowl, which is of paramount importance.
True.
So the thing in the past, what you may have heard from them before is they went through this peculiar stage where they do these odd cover versions of things. Yes, they cover an Ornette thing, but they covered Years, and they covered Have a Love, Will Travel and things like that. But in their particular sort of strident, punchy, punk-free jazz thing.
I see. But, Scandinavian, you mean?
Scandinavian, yeah.
Swedish, did you say? Or
well,
Norway?
No, they're
combo.
Mats is Swedish, I think, and
a Swedish.
He's a Swedish man, but he lives in Austria now. I'm not sure if Ingebrigt and Paul are Swedish or Norwegian. I think they could be Swedish. It might be the Fire Trio. The other two guys are Norwegian.
Right. Cool.
But like I said, he has a huge amount of records. And he's always keen on, but he played here. He played here a couple of years ago with Fire. They played at the, what's that thing called? Downstairs at St. Kevin's Arcade. The Wine Cellar.
Wine Cellar,
Yeah, so he played a few shows there.
Wow.
Now we get Ingebrigt with his bass solo.
We just left it a bit late because that's sort of the end of your segment there, Troy.
Oh, what?
Come on, bass solo.
We're not even going to get to the part where he stops playing pizzicato and moves to the arco.
We're just going to move on from that indulgence now, Troy, unfortunately, and say thank you very much. All those are available at South Air Records right now.
Yes, shall we run through them quickly?
Yes, please. First up.
The very first we had ARP. The album is called Zebra. It is brand new out tomorrow. If you're quick, you might even be able to sneak in and get it today from Southbound.
Cool.
Also out worldwide tomorrow, Andrea Bonini, Drum Filia Volume 1. That there again, you could possibly get in there early.
Get in there early,
if you're from the crowd.
Tell your friends it's tomorrow, come and get it today.
That's right. And last up, we heard a very small part of the brand new album from The Thing, which is entitled Again.
It's a 3-track album.
Yes, it is.
Thank you very much, Troy.
Thank you, Mike.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T White Spikes.